Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the show, and how are you? It's now 11:03 a.m. Mountain Time here in Mount Anisku Springs, Colorado. And we're hacking, actually we're down here between, Colorado Springs, Old Colorado City, and Manitou Springs, in that vicinity. So if you are hanging out down through here, that kind of thing, go check out Celebrations down on West Colorado Avenue. More or less toward the, I think it's just before you get to Old Colorado City. Also, if you want to give a call in here and get a reading, please do so at 646-721-9031. Also, sit there and look at our sponsor, Richard Palenga, a great guy. Been sponsoring the show for a while. He has a nice website called DivineBodyWash.com. Go check out the products. It's a great spiritual and all natural product. Body wash, body mist, things like that. But that website again is DivineBodyWash.com. And for our listeners, he says for every donation of $25, he will give you a bottle of body wash. For every donation of $35 or more, he will give you also a bottle of body mist. So check it out. That's divinebodywash.com. Also, another thing of the company I like is Straight Talk. So go to www.straighttalk.com. And if you want to catch your phone bill down, like I did, I was paying over $150 a month for my service, and there were certain restrictions and that kind of things, and I went to Straight Talk, and there are none. $45 a month, you get unlimited everything. You do have to pay for the phone, but they do have specials that you can actually go and get a free phone and a $45 service. So check it out, www.straighttalk.com. Also, if you're in the Raleigh, North Carolina area, drop by Smoothie King. It's a great place. They have all natural smoothies, supplements, and I think proteins too as well. So check it out, Smoothie King. All right, and also go to www.handysync.com. They have some great CDs that you can check out. They're great for meditations, but they also have CDs for if you have insomnia conditions. They even have, a series where you to battle cancer naturally. So go check them out. That's HemiSync. I was actually looking for the phone number. There we go. All right, it's HemiSync. It's www.hemi-sync.com. And if you want to give them a call, 1-800-541-2488. Again, that number is 1-800-541-2488. I'll call them directly, it's true. Okay. Kind of hard today for the freaking talking. I don't know why it is. But if you want to call them straight through, give them a call at 434-263-8692. And you can even fax them too as you like. That number is 434-263-8699. Also, another company. It's a company called BrainSync. Now, their CDs are a bit different than HemiSync CDs, because HemiSync CDs is a technology of tone underneath the music that when the brain hears it, it enables both hemispheres to work together for intense focus and concentration. With this one here, these are subliminal CDs. And it actually works pretty good, but when you go on the site at www.brainsync.com, that when you see the CDs, they will tell you exactly what you're listening to on those CDs too as well. And what's so good about it is, I think when you listen to the CDs, having the subliminal messages that are also under there, and also to repeat those, you know, by mouth at the same time you listen to the CDs, which just enhance the situation and your results. So give it a shot, too. Go check out BrainSync.com. It's www.BrainSync.com. The number is, if you want to give them a call, 1-800-444-SYNC. Again, that's 1-800-444-7962. And you can call them straight through, too, as well. 544-488-7870. Also, I also have another co-host who's on the show, April. They call her April Angel Medium. And if you want to contact her for a session, a healing, a reading, just give her a call at 919-600-1904. Again, that number is 919-600-1904. Contact her through her website at aprilangelmedium.yolasite.com. Okay, so therefore, I also do readings too as well. So if you want to contact me for a private reading or a private session, contact me at 740-500-8863. Or contact me through Skype at 740-601-601-9835 or through my website at www.psychicxjourneyman.com. It's going to be one of those situations. Okay. Sometimes this thing drives me crazy. Anyway, this month we're having specials. And if you want to take advantage of those specials, let me give you an idea of what we're doing this month. This month, for just the callers and the listeners of the show, you can get a reading for a 75-minute session. It's only $33.33. And for a 45-minute session, it's only $22.22. And for a 25-minute session, it's only $22.22. I also have a one-card angel reading where we take one card and we do a 15 to 20-minute reading for you, and that's $9.99. We also have a 90-minute session where we do relationship counseling, life coaching. If you want to take advantage of both of those things and also get an angel card reading, you can put them all in those sessions, and those are going for $77.77 this month. We also do parties. We do group readings. I know right now we have this thing we do on Skype, but we can also do one-on-one readings on Skype. And we could also do groups and parties. Okay, and usually with the parties and the group readings, they usually go for $150. Flat fee, but for this month they're only going for $77.77. So give us a call, because actually this month too, also for people calling for new customers, we're also going to give you an additional 10% off all those prices too. Well, so book now. Give us a call at 740-500-8863, or call us through Skype at 740-601-9835, or contact us to the website at www.psychicxjourneyman.com. Also, we're looking for sponsorship for the show too, so if you'd like to sponsor the show, it's basically just a $40 flat fee a month to sponsor the show, and we will promote your product, your service, and you. So on those, just give us a call at 740-500-8863 or 740-601-9835, or contact us through the website at www.psychicxjourneyman.com. And let's see. And plus, for the specials, when we do specials and for donations, just go to the website at www.psychicxjourneyman.com. Go to the page. It says donation readings, and for all specials and donations, push the donation button and then go to the contact page and tell us when you'd like to do the reading and give us your information. And we'd like to get those readings in as soon as possible. So when you make your donation or pay for your session, make sure that you have some time in at least 24 to 48 hours. We like to get those done and get you out there. It's just one of those things of sitting down with somebody and getting the information for them so we can actually, you know, everybody wants to make a difference in their lives and looking for direction and the answers. So it's best to get them as soon as possible. So take into consideration when you sit down and get your session and call now. Because right now we're actually, you know, while we're here on the show, if you can sit there and book a session, we will give you a 10% discount too on the prices that we're giving right now. So jump in there because she can get you a great reading at a great price. And simply just call 740-500-8863, 740-601-9835, or the website, www.psychicxjourneyman.com. Okay, with that situation, also, like you said, this morning we're doing readings, so give us a call, 646-721-9031, and get yourself a reading. Also, the situation, it was kind of freaky yesterday. We actually had some, it was actually snowing yesterday. That was interesting in itself. Trust me on that one. I was sitting there and doing a couple of sessions, got ready to leave out of here and open the door, and there was these big old snowflakes in the freaking sky. I was like, oh my gosh, it's snowing. It's April, and usually that's about the good time around here, too. Actually, here in the Springs area, Manitou Springs, it's not uncommon to get snow equipment until July. And we've got some, it can be really intense around with the weather and stuff, you know. So we're taking down here. So the queue is going to be start filling up here really soon. If anybody in the chat room has any questions too, please feel free to sit there and ask your questions. If you'd like to have them answered on the air, so if not, just send us an instant IM, and we'll answer discreetly too. So whichever one's with it, and like. But this is the reason we like the idea of private reasons too. There's certain things we can't do in the air, and plus, what we do here is we do a 3-card angel reading because there's variations in my angel readings, where they're actually. 7-card, 5-card, or 3-card, like you also said earlier. You can also get a 1-card. So here on the show, we do 3-card pyramid spreads. Give you an idea of what it's all about. But using the private readings is best for that because the 7-card angel readings and the 5 take between 20 to 40 minutes. You know? So, you know, we should do with the situation go, whoa. Plus, it's the idea we'll have to give as much as we can. In a nice, relaxing setting. So let's go to the queue and see what we got going on. We're going to start taking some calls. I see that I have a friend of mine in the chat, too, co-host. Hello, Dee, how are you?
Ah, not too bad today. Things are looking up.
Things are looking up.
Things are looking up. Yeah, I'm jumping through hoops, and I think tomorrow's going to come and go rather uneventfully. I will still be here.
Well, good.
Yeah, I've been jumping through hoops, seeing people, filling out forms, signing my name to whatever, and... agreeing to things that I normally might not want to agree to, but if it placates the powers that be, that's fine.
Gotcha.
Well, you know, I mean, people thinking that, well, one more round, and let's have another mental exam to make sure I, you know, not shot a few bob up there or something.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as long as somebody will come here and realizing that, because the prayer vigil went off very well last night, and I found out that a lot of the pressure from the powers that be, they're coming from neighbors. And one of them in particular, I hope we can somehow resolve everything so we can get along peacefully. But he will never be a friend of mine. I will never like the man. I used to kind of like him. I got into a point of respecting him, but then when he betrayed me and dragged his life into it, that ended, you know, I could never respect him again. Besides the fact that he would never admit it and his wife won't. He's verbally abusive. Not all the time, maybe, but he can be. But, yeah, I think life is actually looking up, and I went to my mailbox. They looked even better. I now own the Druid Plant Oracle.
Oh, really?
That should give me some insight. Yeah, the Philip and Stephanie Cargorm, they've done the Druid Animal Oracle, which I own, and the Druid Craft Tarot, which is my tarot of choice, you know, my main one, and they've done this one, so I grabbed it. So it should be interesting to see what it has to say.
Okay.
So I'm seeing life looking a lot more positive. It's tiring to go through the hoops, but hey, I can still use anybody's prayers if they've got them going out there. No, you know, it may be funny, but I'm actually serious. I need all the prayers I can get. Because if I got my way, I would be ideal to be able to say, I own this place again, as opposed to having somebody else own it and get the residency. It would be much preferable. Because then maybe my neighbors would shut up if I actually owned it and was able to keep the taxes up and all the other stuff. But, you know, you do what you have to do.
Yeah,
definitely.
You do.
And it's made me stronger. This whole process has made me stronger. Go ahead.
No, I was just saying. The one thing I've always seen as something that shouldn't be done is property taxes.
I agree.
And I think it's one of those things like when you buy a car, you don't pay taxes on it every year.
No.
And property taxes, you do. And it's like, you know, exploitation, the whole thing. And, you know, when you sit and look at situations of people losing stuff because of that. And, I mean, the people who have a house who's paid for. And then somebody comes in and says, you didn't pay your property taxes. And they take it. You know, what's up with that crap? Nobody should lose their property because of such things. Because it just, you know, to me, it's just another imbalance in society that they're looking at you going, because I heard somebody said it before, don't you feel obligated to pay taxes and give to the country? I said, what the hell are you talking about? We pay taxes every time we turn around. And when you work, they take taxes. When you buy something, you know, there's sales tax.
Live in New Hampshire, no sales tax.
Well, there's actually some states that you actually pay taxes on food. You know, there's some, you go in and you buy a sandwich or you buy some meat or something like that. You don't pay taxes usually on those. But there are some states that you do. I can't remember, what was it, Illinois or somewhere? I walked in and buy a little Debbie, and I said, 25 cents, right? At that time, that was 25 cents. They're not 25 cents anymore. I was checking it out, and they rang it up, and it was 27 cents. I said, well, what's up with that? And she was like, oh, there's a tax on it here in Illinois, I think it was. Illinois. And I was saying, yeah, you're right. In Florida, I think also here in Colorado, I don't think they have a state tax. Because of tourism.
Right. New Hampshire's property taxes are really high, but they have no sales tax on. You can go and, you know, it's not, in Maine we have a 5 cent sales tax, and I think there's a 7% on fast, you know, on food plate, you know, certain food items.
Yeah.
There's always a deposit when you buy soda or something, because I buy a lot of flavored ginger ale, and there's always a deposit on when I buy spring water. But because we do have recycling here, you get 5 cents on the, you know, for every returnable. I agree with you about property taxes. I mean, it seems to me, and I don't like this idea of, like, mortgages. People, they put a mortgage on your home and then you have to pay and pay and pay for years, and so you don't really technically own your house until it's finally paid off. And if you miss some payments, then you're screwed.
Exactly.
And this house never had anything like that on it because it was built by my grandfather, so there was never a mortgage.
Right.
Which is a good thing.
Yeah, I think everybody should build their own home. A little personality into it, you know, put your thoughts, what you want.
No, every time you turn around, you breathe and you don't do it right. Or somebody carps about something.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, have fun.
Well, it's the same kind of thing that, you know, it's one of those things you really start looking into where it's like things need to change. People talk about reform, but I think it's just the idea of getting rid of crap. Okay, we're going to pull a card out of the freaking romance and life purpose cards today, and what we get is career change. Interesting in itself, career change. It's like I've been talking to a lot of people, a lot of things changing with people's lives. Because anytime there's a change within you, a change in perception, a change in thought, you usually get a change in everything else that goes along with it, which is usually career, jobs, whatever it is. Because a lot of people have a tendency to think about these things. You know, like this card here says, you're embarking upon a career that brings you the joy and abundance you desire and deserve. So it's the idea of looking at a situation when you pull cards out and say, okay, is that what you're doing right now? Do you love what you do? Do you love going to work every morning? Is it a chore? And, you know, these things are very important because it's the ideal. If you've made if you made a declaration to yourself to be happy and you're not happy with your job, then you're working against yourself and that goal of happiness, because that's one part of your life you're not happy with. And it's the ideal of sitting down with people and saying, okay, guys, I want you to sit there and take your heads out of your asses and realize one thing. You can have success in every part of your life, not just one, because there's a lot of people who still have a mentality, I can have a great relationship and a sucky job. Okay? It's one of those things that's sitting down with people and saying, no, you can actually have both and everything, and you can be happy throughout your whole complete life, and even with your family and friends and all kinds of situations of confronting people and that kind of stuff. It's just your perceptions on how you confront these people in these situations. And, you know, the idea, we had this before on the show where I was talking to some lady about abundance, and she just told me flat out, you can't be abundant, can't be prosperous, can't be successful unless you have a job. And I said, well, how are you going to attract all those things? Like attracts like. And she's like, yeah, it was a cricket moment when she had to think about it. And she was like, okay, this is driving me freaking crazy. I have to have a job to be abundant. I said, nope, abundance is not what you think it is. You're putting a perception on abundance as it's money. And actually, if you actually look at the definition of abundance, it's accumulation. So abundance is the things that we like to have, but they go in different sections of your life. You know, abundance of love, abundance of wealth, abundance of money, abundance of cherries. Whatever you like, what you want to do. I was sitting here.
Turn it right over.
Yeah, it's also these other people out there, these freaking, you want to sit there and just jump on some people who have a tendency to realize that any kind of judgmental stuff is still judgmental. And I don't care what kind of title you give yourself, Catholic, Christian, Jewish. In the process of looking at situations of people reading a Bible and seeing things just the way they are, it's, you know, it says do not judge or be judged yourself, which means that everything you put out there, you get back. So the idea, you sow what you reap. So if you're out there judging people, pretty much they're going to judge you, and life sucks, you know, and realize that too as well, because it's a simple thing that people don't want, especially the women I've been working with, when they're sitting there going, he will not, you know, he doesn't love me like he's supposed to. He doesn't do this, he doesn't do that. And I think he should do this, and this. That is actually a form of judgment, because you're judging that person by your perceptions and saying, okay, he's not doing it the way I would do it, not realizing he's never going to do it the way you do it, because he is who he is and so are you. And it's the idea of looking at those perceptions and saying, okay, a career change is a very important thing, because it probably will change the perception of your life too as well, when you start seeing things differently with everybody else. And realize by you going out and getting exactly what you want and being what you want to do and getting the career that you want and being with the person you want to be with, it has a tendency to send this positive energy throughout your whole life, but also has a tendency to touch everyone in your life. And since you live on this planet, more likely it'll touch everybody on this planet as well, in some sense of the word, just by the action and just by it going into mass consciousness, it will change the outcome. I guarantee you, if it's a positive perception, it also changes perceptions clear across the globe. So these things are very important. When you sit and look at the ideal career change card, it's a simple one card, but it's not. it has so much behind it. Because, you know, when you start looking at those things, like I was also saying before, too, when you start doing things exactly the way you want to, the words rich, wealth, and abundance take on a different definition in your perception. You start looking at wealth as a different thing, or just a wealth of knowledge, a wealth of happiness, a wealth of self-respect, you know? And then the wealth you're looking for, just by changing your perception on those things, has a tendency to automatically be drawn to you. And same thing with abundance and prosperity and all those other things that go with it. And then you notice you always have everything you need, even the money. So it's kind of a thing that's very important. So just allow it to happen if you're embarking on this thing, or even having a thought in your head that something needs to change, and you keep thinking and focusing, and the one thing you catch yourself doing is daydreaming when you're at work, but you wish somewhere else. That is a really good example right there that change has to happen. And really sit down tonight when you get home and start thinking about what you really want to do. And that, you know, don't sit there and think if you can or cannot. Take the restrictions and limitations off that thinking you're yours, and really honestly ask yourself, what do I want to do with my life? If I could have the career that I would want and to do what I want with my life in the process of a career, what would it be? Take your pad and pencil out and start writing down, what is it? How, and then when you do start thinking of certain things, keep writing and write down things and they'll have on how to make it happen. If you're a person who wants to start your own business, just give a service, do the same thing. Sit down, get your pad and pencil, and start writing out how you can make that happen. I think you'll be amazed that things will just start flowing over the page. So let them, because as the things flow on the page, so will the days in your life in the process of this new career, new job, or new business falling into place just that easily too. And it's usually the thoughts and the actions of those two things that get the ball rolling to the point where you'll be sitting there a year from now going, I've had a business for over whatever time it is. So therefore, check it out. All right, we have some callers in the queue. But get in here real quick, guys. I mean, it's filling up. We want you to get in there. We want to get to you and answer those questions for you. So call in here, 646-721-9031. Let's go to our first caller. It's area code 347. Welcome to the show, and how are you?
Hi, good afternoon. How you doing?
I'm doing good. It's say hello to Dee.
Hello?
Yes, Dee.
Yeah,
hi.
How's it? Okay. Did you say something, Dee?
Yeah, I said hi.
Oh, okay, because yeah, I know yesterday
I coughed at it, so I turned the mute on so you wouldn't hear me. So I forgot.
Oh, okay, no problem. And our caller, what did you say your name was?
Sonia.
Sonia? Where are you calling from, Sonia?
I'm calling from the Bronx.
Oh, okay. So how are you today?
All right. I just wanted to know, why is it that when it comes to male interactions for myself, and I always try to figure this out, it's like, I don't know if I come off a bit too strong or am I too stubborn, but just don't get along.
Mm-hmm. You know, when you sit and look at the situation, you need to take a step back and look at the situation just like this, okay? You sit here and say, okay, am I coming on too strong? Because these guys are acting to me in an unfavorable way.
Mm-hmm.
When you sit and look at the situation realistically, no, they're not. They're reacting just the way they would react, okay? So sometimes I tell people, especially if we're working with women, I've heard this a lot, where people are scared to death to show their strength because they're scared they're actually scaring people off. That is really bullcrap. You're not scaring anybody off. What it is you're showing your strength and they're showing their weakness. Okay?
Okay.
I'm a strong man. I can do this. And then when you sit and come off, go, and they're like, they kick off, or they back off, or they do the whole thing. They're full of it. And what they're doing
yep.
is you're basically expressing, with your expression, you're exposing them for the lack of what they keep trying to convince you that they are.
Mm.
So
okay.
you got to look at the situation and go, okay, seriously, when we're looking for relationships, and we should stop looking for relationships first and foremost, but the same thing of actually attracting people, we have to understand that people are going to present themselves to us. As soon as we freaking meet them, they're going to present themselves to us just the way they are. So therefore, we have to understand that we have to take our expectations out of those things of what we want and realize that sometimes we have a tendency to project that on people because what they're not giving us, not realizing they were just being who they are and they can't give us those things because they're not meant to. So therefore, this is a perfect sign that says, if this is like a relationship kind of thing where you're thinking, okay, what happened here? It's just telling you that person's not the one for you because you want a strong person because you are a strong person. Mm-hmm.
Most definitely. Because it felt like as though, you know, after a while, they might want to begin to sabotage me or even try to use me in a sense. And it's like, I ain't got time for that, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, like I said before, it's one of those things, a person is presenting themselves to you. And in the process of those fears, they want to knock you down so they feel secure.
Yeah, even with their friends. Yeah, even with their friends, you know, it's the same thing. At one minute, you know, they try to friend me and nice me up, and then the next mm-hmm. minute, they is like, bitch, this, that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I get it in with them, you know. I don't have no problem. I don't like to consider myself as, you know, Mike Tyson or anything, but.
mm-hmm. No,
hope not. You're better looking.
I'll just say, and also with these situations, when these people do this, the best thing to do and the best way to combat it is just walk away. Because, see, they're trying to, they're wanting to control you. They're wanting to control the situation. And they always try to tell everybody this. This is the truth. Nobody or no thing has ever done anything to you. It's what you allow them to do to you.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like listening to your guidance and your angels who say, you know something? I went to look at a house the other day, and when I walk in the place, I hear the voices say, this is not the one. Get out. You know, go. This is not the place for you. And, you know, when you start listening real intensely and focus on those conversations, those conversations will get you out of things quicker than anything else in the world if you listen. And
mm-hmm.
I walked out there, because I was tempted to go look at the stove, and the voices, my angels are like, don't look at the stove. This is not the place for you. As you walk mm-hmm. out the door, you'll see why. So I walk out the door. Some guy's got a freaking a skull of some kind of animal hanging from the side of his house. And then I look down, there's this big vertebrae of a cow or something on the ground. I'm sitting there going, I'm out of here. You know, so you mm-hmm. move. And but then what I'm saying is they always say things, but they always show you the
mm-hmm.
truth so you know why. And so we have a situation where a guy comes off real nice and, you know, the first time he sees you, he kisses your ass, you know. And then later on, it's like, okay, comfort zone, and then he shows his true colors. But
right.
if you really look at the first encounter and listen to your angels and listen to yourself, it doesn't matter what that guy's presenting on the surface. If you listen to your heart, and which connects you to everything around you spiritually too as well, you will always see these situations for what they really are, and you will always see the truth. And every little time. What do you think, Dee? I wish she's on the phone again. Dee, are you there?
Yeah.
Yeah. What is your insight? Do you have any more insights for the?
I think you really covered it with her.
Okay.
That would be. Go ahead.
I have one more question. Can you tell me how many guides do I have around me?
I say three.
Mm.
What do you say, Tony? The first number came into my head was three.
I get the impression she's connected to three. I feel like she has five, but she's been working with three. And the other two will probably be coming into the play toward Actually, he's getting like 2013. So, you know, there's three ones. There's actually something about a very strong connection with mathematics. There's another one where it's like, it's actually attached to relationships. But it's almost like you get the impression that it says, in the process of pursuing your life partner, it's going to be a part of your life purpose. And it seemed like you're kind of twirling with that too as well right now in your life, of changing things with your career and with your life and just a lot of things. And you should allow yourself to do so, because from what I hear, it's one of those things that's going to change things at all. It's just going to change your relationship with yourself and what you are attracting into your life. Does that make sense?
Somewhat, no, because I'm trying, well, try is not a good word to use. I have
very
been
good.
I have been calling out towards, you know, my guides to get more grounded, because I'm not so grounded and clear in my thinking as of lately. And you are correct about, you know, going through different transitions, and I have been stubborn in a sense of allowing what kind of help. It's like I'm picking, choosing, and refusing what help I should receive, thinking that I know what's best for me. And I kind of believe that I am self-sabotaging myself, if that makes sense. And also, you know, kind of confused. So that's why I've been reaching out and seeing, you know,
it doesn't
matter how much I have. I just want to know, how should I use them? You know, how can I have a clear sound towards them, or open communication with them?
You do like I do. It's one of those things, you sit down and you just meditate. You know, and meditation is a form of letting go, but it's also a form of direction too, where you can actually focus on your intent. I mean, a lot of us actually do a lot of, we in the process of manifesting things, we do those in meditation too, where we're sitting there focusing. We close, you've heard this before, people say, I close my eyes, I focus and visualize what I want to do, if it's a business or opportunity or a person or a situation or even the ideal. I need some money for a phone bill right now, and to manifest those things and watch what pops up. But those are all forms of meditation. And the one that works for me is the idea of just saying, I am love. It's like a little meditation where you go, I am love, I am love, I am love. And then you go one step further and say, I love, I love, I love. And just work with that for a little bit. And then it's like one of those things, I always tell people, when you're meditating, close your eyes and try to take the darkness that we see when we close our eyes to actually see it as an open room.
Mm-hmm.
And then ask for your guides or angels or that, whatever you're working with at that time, to come into the room and to be with you, to show themselves, present themselves.
Okay.
And you have to understand one thing. I was actually reading some things on Sylvia Brown, and a lot of people, when it comes to the guides and things like that, and I think Sylvia Brown said she might have actually seen her guide maybe once, but it's all been done on, I guess you could sit there and say, on a mental way.
Mm-hmm.
But she said, she also has some really good information too. I actually did one of her meditations once where she takes it and she puts it into a form of actually a walking up a stairway, of taking yourself from consciousness into a meditational state to actually meet your guide. But even those things, it's always a presence you feel with you. And with me, it's always been one of those things where it's like you can feel a presence to my right, I think it is. When it's just like, I can feel this presence to my right side, which is actually being able to, you know, when I'm in situations and confronting people on any kind of level, I always feel that presence to my right. So I always feel more confident to speak my mind, which I always have anyway, but it's always good to have that little backing, you know.
Right.
But what I'm saying is, I tell people all the time, I recommend all kinds of books. The reason I do that is because I've read tons and tons of books, and then just kind of like compile what resonates with me, and then I put those in my meditations, in my life, and those things. I mean, I have a journal full of stuff here, and the one thing that I was sort of noticing that you've been working on is the idea of, it seemed like your work, and also I was noticing that the things about your relationship, too, that people were basically sabotaging, and that's a definite reflection for you, too, to confirm that you are sabotaging your own life because you're picking and choosing when you should realize that every opportunity is there to enhance your life in some kind of way. So you basically allow them all to help you. Because that's what what you said before about self-sabotage. You know, I don't want to use that one because that might actually work. So we're going to use this one over here because this one won't. So I can justify it. So, you know, then you have a guy comes in your life who tries to do the same thing on a different level, of course, but it's still a reflection back at you about, and I've always said to say that with people, you know, every reflection, every person that crosses your path reflects something back about you.
Right.
And once you can sit there and look at the situation and go, okay, and see it for what it is and learn from it, then it just enhances your life. But you have to, but like we said before, everybody who crosses your path reflects something back about you. So it's the same thing. Everything in your life happens for a reason. I mean, I've had people call me and say, I have all these gifts. Which one should I embrace? And I said, well, you have them all for a reason. So what you need to do is really just see how you're gravitated to one and watch how all the other ones will also fall into place, and you'll be amazed that in the process of your life purpose, they all come into play.
Right.
Okay? And that's also, this is also another sign. It tells you that if you're working a job and you know you have these gifts that you're not using, that's a really strong sign. It says, this is not what you're supposed to be doing. You've gotten caught up in the world again by saying, I have to have a job and I've got to make 40 hours. I got to make $400. See, you're stuck in a mode.
Right.
And that's what, so as long as you focus on those things, those are the only things you're going to get. So it's going to be hard. If you're a person who's always striving for more, if you don't start focusing on those other mores that you want, they're never going to happen. You're going to get stuck in this week and weekly job, and then you're going to find out, you know, years from now, you're going to, you know, you're going to get mad at yourself and say, okay, I could have done something totally different with this whole situation. Not realizing probably at that moment, you're going to realize you're still breathing and you're still able to do that. Because we've had this conversation, a lot of people going, well, you know, I had this girl I met last summer where she was like, you're like 50 years old and I'm 26. Aren't you mad at the world because you found your soulmate so late in life? I said, no, I'm just happy to find my soulmate. Now it's time to, you know, so this embrace.
Exactly.
Because I'm, you know, realistically, I might be the first person to live 1,000 years old. So it's time to really enjoy life. And I've always sit there and said that, too. If I said, you know, life's short, so you should enjoy every minute. I think you should enjoy every minute, even if you were immortal. You know, there's no sense of wasting anything. It's the ideal that the reason I feel like we have angels and guides is to make our lives more spontaneous. So therefore, we can enjoy life from every moment, from the time we get up to the time we go to bed. And even with the situations of meditation in the morning and getting home and going to bed, even the idea of enjoying sleep, because we have a lot of people who do not enjoy sleep. So therefore, if you don't enjoy your sleep, more likely you don't enjoy your life when you're awake either. So they all, it's like when you start, so that's what I always recommend, meditation, look at those things. And also this book I had before, I still have it. It's Doreen Virtue's book. It's called Chakra Clearing. And in there she talks about doing chakra clearings in the morning to get you to help you through the day because you're clear, you're balanced. But also she recommends doing them before you go to bed so you therefore you can clear all the residue from all the things you picked up that day so you can sleep. So if you get a chance to get that book, go ahead and do it. I always tell everybody, you know, as I recommend the books, and the easiest way to do it is just go to my website because I actually have a page on there for books. And if you want to get them very quickly, there's also links on there, too, to go to Amazon. So you can get them very quickly. And I've actually got the books themselves on there, all the books that I actually really use, the immediate five or six books, where it's simply just a link, and then you can get the book. And if you don't want to use Amazon.com, that's fine. But, I mean, it's just the information of the books themselves. And actually this one here is Doreen Virtue's Chakra Clearing. And I always recommend the hard copy because it actually has a CD in it with the meditation right on it. So check that out. Anything you're gravitated to. Because they all, it's like your angels are always pointing you in the right direction, always. So when you're prompted to do something or prompted to say something to somebody or just, you know, that everything has a purpose. I mean, I remember one day I was sitting there going, they was prompting me to go to the ATM and get money out. And the reason they did, because somebody came in and took some money out of my account. But if I would have listened to them, I could have got the money and paid something else that was immediate right then and there. So it was my own fault for not listening. So always take that into consideration, too. Is everybody still there? Hello? Well, that was interesting. Hello? 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 Anybody there? Hello? Hello? Huh. Hello? 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 Anybody there? Let's do a little cleansing here ourselves, right? That's not what I wanted to do. Well, if you're all out there, guys, we're going to sit here and keep going. So if you want to give a call in here, please do so at 646-721-9031. Is anybody there? Hello? 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 What the heck? Hello? 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 Let's try this again. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, what's up?
Can you hear me?
No, I can't hear you at all. Yeah,
well,
I
it's been very weird.
I guess. I'll sit here talking to both you guys, and next thing I know,
I was answering you. I kept talking to you, and finally I said, I've said hello 50 million times or something, nothing, so I called back in again.
That's the thing I was talking about, because I was sitting here talking to you, and I was talking to the lady, and I couldn't get a response from nobody, so... As you know, I don't understand that freaking crap either. There's no reason for that. That's got to be Block Talk Radio. Anyway, guys out there, come on. If you area code 347, if you get a chance, call back in. Or if you're still listening out there, just go to my website. I have a website full of book recommendations. And just take the information and go get the book wherever you want to. All I was saying was I have actually installed links on there with the books themselves on them. Like my favorite book here called The Soulmate Secret by Ariel Ford. It's got a little block on there. What you do is you just click on that little sucker, and it will take you right to it. And you can get that book. I got this one, I think, for, $4 or $5 itself. Sure, shipping and handling is good, but they also have a thing on Amazon, too, that you can actually take advantage of this one stuff and get it for free for 1 month. And for certain books, you can actually get free shipping. So for a book that's only $4, it's only $4. I got the book called Super Beings by John Randolph Price. I got that book for a penny. So even with shipping and handling, it was only $4. And so it must be just about fours for me, you know, $4. And then flash bags of, what is that, Domino's or Pizza Hut? I can't remember. But, yeah, I got, you know, me, I tell people all the time, I got tons of books. And I've probably gone through books before, too. I had this one girlfriend, which I won't remember her name, Sandy. You know, if you can hear me out there, you are a person. I hope that your life has changed. I really have, because the idea of realizing situations and also realizations on my own part of realizing, like I said before, that one comment about no one or no thing has ever done anything to you. It's just the idea of looking at the ideals of your thinking and your perceptions and realizing they've manifested into a visible form. And just realize it's not a judgmental point. It's actually a point to start at to change your life. And so, okay, since I did that, then I can get myself out of it just by changing the direction of my thoughts. And the context of them, too, is positive thoughts. And realize that today is a manifestation of how you used to think yesterday. So if you want tomorrow to be different, then change that perception and that thinking now and start focusing on exactly what you do want. Don't sit there and, you know, I remember the ex-girlfriend I had, or I could say ex-fiance, it was always an expectation of what somebody could do for them. And they were always disappointed because they were relying on everybody else to basically, you know, to find their happiness and then give it to them. Not realizing one thing, it's nobody else's responsibility to make you happy but you. In the process of relationships, it's not for you to go seeking for love. It's for you to go within yourself and seeking all those barriers that you've built up against it. So if you're an abused woman, take care and take the time to clear out the clutter. So therefore, you'll stop attracting those men. Don't sit there and go, I keep attracting all these freaking men and they're bad. They're bad. They're bad. Bad, bad. Leroy Brown, you know. But I'm just saying, when you look at these situations and people are, stop blaming the world for how your life is unfolding. Of course, that guy's got a problem. He's abusive. But, you know, it's like one of those things when you look at the situation and you allow someone to do those things to you, you have to look within yourself and say, yes, I am doing that. Why do I know this? Because I experienced an abusive relationship from a different perception. I was the one who was being abused. And the reason it happened that way is because I allowed it to. And I saw the signs. I saw certain things. But I just did like a woman would do in those situations. I made excuses. And hoping tomorrow, when I look up, things would be different. And she would see me and appreciate me and treat me differently. She never did. You know, but you got to look at the situations. If you have a poor image in your mind of who you are, they see it too. But you also should be able to see it. Okay? Oh, this person doesn't respect me. At that moment, Eureka, I'm not respecting myself. So you get up and you walk away. You know, you got to look at the situation. Sometimes people will sit there and when they come to those realizations, they would rather sit and live in the streets than live with that person one more minute. And that's what they need to do because I guarantee you when you make that decision to walk away from that terrible situation and you start respecting yourself, you will find somebody out there who will respect you too. I guarantee you once you make that decision, you won't be in a bad situation for very long. I mean, when you have people who stay in bad relationships, who have cars, who have options and don't take them, they're still making excuses and they're hoping that relationship will still turn out the way they want to. When they don't realize it's really an example that they need to start working on themselves. So they're because the reflection is a broken down person right in front of you. We all say like attracts like. So there's something broken down within you that you need to go within yourself and you need to discover it, look at the barriers, look at the things that you're doing. And it's like anything with the house, you know. If something falls out the back door or something falls down or the shelves collapse or the floor needs fixed, you fix it. And it's the same thing with yourself. You just go within yourself, fix those things, make yourself strong, go back out and say to yourself, I'm just going to live my life. Because, you know, realistically, like attracts like. And know the more I work on myself, every good thing will start coming to me, as long as I keep myself in good standards too as well. As always being good, happy, and always high vibrational, which means just keep, that's the ideal. Once you make a declaration to yourself to be happy, 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 it's like a magnet, and it will attract everything good to you. The idea of love itself, love, love, that's why I always use that meditation. I am love. I love. My longer version is I am love. I love. When I love myself, I love God. When I love God, I love myself. I am love. The I am, what is the I am? And most of you guys who have read the Bible, I am is God. I am God. People go, that's kind of crazy, isn't it? Is it? In the Bible, it even says the same thing, which is kind of hard to have a conversation with a Christian these days. You are unworthy. You're just terrible. You're sin. And you're sort of going, oh, go away. You know, the Bible says be abundant and prosperous. How in the world can you be abundant and prosperous with an asshole like that? You're unworthy. You don't deserve it. You know, and just beat you down. When in the Bible it says, I never say anything in the Bible, it says, you know, the idea of being human. But if you look in the Bible, the perception is a human perception of another human. You know, the idea of God says be abundant and prosperous. It doesn't say anything about you're unworthy. You don't deserve this. It actually says, Jesus said that you are God's, and that what I can do, you can do. He came back to remind us just exactly who we are. And then we have these other people who keep telling us, you know, you're not allowed. Almost like they're saying you're not allowed to be happy. And you're sitting there going, why? Well, this world's terrible. Yeah, probably because of a bunch of you guys. So we sit and look at the situation. That's why I always say in the process of manifestation, of changing your life, one thing it says in John Randolph Price's book is, in the process of making a major change in your life, you never tell anybody unless they're also on the same spiritual path as you are, because you don't want to deal with that negative energy. You're trying to create a very prosperous and abundant life. And if you have a person that keeps coming in it, it keeps knocking you down because their life is not abundant and prosperous. Really, this is a true form of selfishness, because the person just can't stand to see somebody else get something that he's just not strong enough and hasn't taken the courage to go get. So I say, maintain, focus, get that perception just the way you want it, and go after what you want. All right. This sit there and do this situation, and this sit, really, guys, give us a call. We got 56 minutes left in the show. It's 12:08 p.m. here in Manitou Springs, Colorado. And it's April 4th, 2012. This could be the very first day that you of your life of just calling this show, getting the answers you need, and making a major change in your life, and actually realizing for once in your life that you can actually have the, what was that one thing? You can be, do, or have anything you want. Because it's like, you know, I was talking the other day too, of therapists and psychologists and some of these people, not all of them, but there's a couple of them that keep saying, you can't live on love. Basically, a couple who just loves each other, and they're going, you can't live on love. Why can't you? Love will attract every good thing to you. Makes you want it, don't it? Well, I'm just saying, first thing to do is make a decision. If you're going to change your life today, and just do it. Just do it. You know, don't say, I'm going to try. Don't say, I don't know. I'm coming to a realization. Or even the idea of going over the thought in your head, I keep getting this feeling that I should do that, whatever it is. If you're getting that realization right now, or you're getting prompted to even pick up the phone and call, or you're listening to this show and you want to push one and get on the show, go with the flow and allow it to happen. I'm sorry we lost our last caller, and we have some connection problems, but you know something? This keep going, and let's make a big difference. So give us a call here at 646-721-9031. And while we're at it, we're going to sit there and give a thanks to our sponsor, Richard Palenga, who actually has a website called DivineBodyWash.com. And I recommend that you go check out these products. They're really fantastic. They're really great. They're spiritual. They're natural. And he says for our listeners, if you donate $25, he will give you a bottle of body wash. If you donate $35 or more, he will give you a bottle of body wash and a bottle of body mist. So please take that into consideration too and donate to this show. When you do donate, go to the page. It says readings and donations. And also, when we sit here and say we're having specials for April, whatever it is, then you can get a 75-minute reading for $33. You also go to the donation button, push the donation button, make your payment. If it's a special or donation, always go to the contact page, give us your information so we can get with you. If it's a session, tell us when you'd like to have that session done too as well, so we can get it done as quick as possible. And once you do those things, give us a call at 740-500-8863. Or give us a call on Skype at 740-601-9835, because we also do work on Skype now too. So if you want to get if you're out there in your Washington state and you want to do a party, we can be there through Skype. If you want us to do a group reading and you want us to be there, but you're in Washington state, we can still be there. Just give us a call. It's through Skype. Also, the same thing with personal readings. If you want to do a 101, we can do those through Skype as well. And it's the same special prices and all kind of stuff just for listening to this show. And take that in consideration, too. Okay? So just go to the website, www.psychicxjourneyman.com. You'll see the prices, and you'll see that with the specials, it is really a great price and gives you the opportunity to take advantage of all those services and get what you need. So do it. Also, if you want to sponsor the show and you like the idea of the format we're doing here, please do so. It's only a $40 fee a month to sponsor this show. Plus, we promote you, your service, and your product, too, as well. So it's like you're supporting the message. Plus, at the same time, people know you, and you're increasing your clientele. So think about that as well. D, give them the information so they can contact you for your session and your jewelry, too, as well. Hello? And we lost her, too. All right. Interesting. Anyway, we were sitting here talking about some certain things, and I think we should go over some affirmations. We talk about affirmations constantly on the show, so therefore, let's do so. All right. I have affirmations here for love. It says, yes, I can be fulfilled. I love myself. I appreciate myself. I feel connected to the powers of love in my life. I yearn for love with total self-appreciation. I let my desire activate every part of my being. I let my heart be touched. I let go. I let the magic build. I let the magic flow. Take a deep breath and just clear our minds so we can get a really clear image in our minds as we do the affirmations themselves. I awaken to the touch of love. My love attracts equal and balanced love. I am open and available, passionate and full. I am receiving love. Love comes to me. I feel turned on. I can be touched. Every cell in my body eludes beauty and love. This love that is mine creates miracles in my world. I feel the movement of love in all of my life. Yes, I can love and be loved. Joy and beauty fill my life. My heart is open. My heart is wise and mature. I feel my love attracting love. I attract the love I desire. I rest in the arms of love. And I actually have affirmations too here as well. And after I get done, I always say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you is a very powerful message that actually is a sense of, it's a really true form of gratitude. You can say thank you, thank you, thank you, I'm so grateful and happy for everything in my life. I'm so happy and grateful for all that I am and for all that I have. This is just a great door for opening up for more. You know, to keep that flow. And I said, maybe it's not the idea even to use the word more. I think it's the ideal to keep the flow going. I am happy and grateful for all that I am and for all that I have. I am happy and grateful for the 20 private 60-minute readings I did on a random. And sometimes you can put it in different ways of just specifying certain companies or certain things that you're doing. If you work for a company, I'm so happy and grateful for the raise I got today. Or if you want to sit there and earn a certain amount, I am so happy and grateful for the 20 private 60-minute rigs I did on a random today and for being blessed with a $1,000 income this week. Thank you, thank you, and thank you. I am so happy and grateful for the 20 private 60-minute readings I did on a random today and for the $1,000 income I was blessed with this week. Thank you, thank you, and thank you. And a lot of people put down, thank you, God. I am so happy and grateful. Thank you, God, and angels, for blessing me with 20 private 60-minute readings today on a random and for blessing me with a $1,000 income. Thank you, thank you, and thank you. I was actually looking. So you see how powerful those are. They're really fun, too. And that's the key to making affirmations work for you. Is to have fun in the process of actually doing those things. And like I said, you can do this different ones too, with different ones. I am so happy and grateful for the 20 private 60-minute readings I did on Keen today and for the $1,000 income I was blessed with this week. Thank you, thank you, and thank you. And then tell yourself, I deserve it. I'm worthy of it, and I have it. I want it, I deserve it, and I have it right now. Thank you, thank you, and thank you. A $1,000 income is the ideal of saying, I have it, I want it, I desire it, I deserve it. So therefore, that's why I earn. That's why I'm always blessed with a $1,000 income. Just like I was this week, I was blessed with a $1,000 income. $1,000, and it's like focus on the situation, okay? Deserving of seeing it. Like I deserve a $1,000 income. I see a $1,000 income. I'm experiencing a $1,000 income this week. And this, you can see the money, you know, coming from the sky and falling into sacks of money or waves of money hitting you. And then what, see yourself with a smile on your face as the windfall, the fruition of all those things are coming in. And you're like, okay, this is great. This is my life. This is who I am. I deserve these. I deserve every one of these things. And the picture I see, I will be because I am. Just as simple as that. Okay, guys? So if you want to give a call in here, we still got 46 minutes left, so give us a call here at 646-721-9031. And give a call. Come on, guys. That's one thing we love to do here. Is we help people work. So give us a call in here and let's do some readings. It's one of those things I'd love to sit right now, and we want to sit down and do our little thing. And we want to give you those answers to those questions that you seek. But we can't do that unless you call in. It's like playing the lottery. You can't win the lottery unless you play. So give us the opportunity to answer those questions for you right now, okay? Because we would be glad to do so. That number again is 646-721 9031. Also, like I said before, we have a sponsor on this show. His name is Richard Palanga. He has a website called Divine Body Wash, so check it out. DivineBodyWash.com. And for his listeners, he says if you donate $25, he will give you a bottle of body wash. If you donate $35 or more, he will give you a bottle of body wash and a bottle of body mist to go with it, okay? So jump in there and take advantage of that situation. Also, I forgot to mention earlier in the show, too, that I was sitting there looking at the situation, too, and I was like kind of crazy when we started looking at the situation that some things are falling into place and some things are just kind of crazy right now. I don't know. Everything should be working great. I'm going to play a little song for you, The Child of Innocence, and we'll be out there.
Thank you.
Psychic X Trudy Man here on Psychic X Trudy Man Spiritual Link Talk Radio here on Blog Talk Radio. So if you just joined in, we still got about 38 minutes somewhere around there left of the show. You can give us a call in here at 646-721-9031 and get a free reading. Tune up, focus, and that kind of thing. I was in the chat room. The lady was talking about she lost her father on March 14th, and mom wants to know how to connect with him or contact him. And a lot of times with situations, when you look at the situation and all the things that keep popping out and that kind of stuff, it's the idea of keeping your eyes open and your ears. And the idea of meditation are good for contacting people who have passed over. And when you sit there and look at the situation, you can really kick in. And usually when we get those kind of questions where someone's wanting to even connect, or I've connected with a lot of people, so, you know, but it's one of those things where I have to connect with you too as well. That's why I always recommend the idea of calling in if you can. If you have a cell phone and if you have unlimited minutes, then you can just call us. If you have Skype, if you don't have Skype, Skype is simply as going on your computer and getting Skype. It's free, and calling the show through Skype is free too as well. Anything is Skype is free. and it's no big deal. And a lot of people don't realize that you can actually get Skype on your computer. It's just simply going to Skype.com and actually getting the software to download on your computer, and it's free. It's only when you start wanting to do other things on it where you can call Europe and those kind of things, and call phones, call landlines and that kind of stuff. They have plans for that too, which are very reasonable, because I have a thing where I can call anybody in the United States or Canada, and it's only $2.99 a month for unlimited calling to everyone on that system. And then I also have one for Europe as well, where I can call almost anybody in Europe too, and it's only, I think it was, I didn't want to say $8.99 for a month. But they also have specials too going on 3 months. I got 3 months where they always take a percentage off, right? Where it was usually like $8.99 a month, you'd think 3 months would be, you know, up there. But I actually got it they had a special going on where I got 3 months for $13.99. And if you want to check that phone of yours and actually take it to where it's unlimited, think about getting a Straight Talk phone. Because they do have a Straight Talk also has the thing they're doing right now where for existing phones with certain carriers, it's simply just getting a SIM card from Straight Talk and taking the existing phone that you already have and transferring it over to Straight Talk, and then your phone bill is going to drop down to $45 a month, every month. No more, no less, $45 a month. So check it out, www.straighttalk.com. Also, I do private readings as well, so let's get some information out there for you. If you want to give me a call for a private reading, just do so. 740-500-8863. Got some great specials. For example, a 75-minute session for only $33.33. If you also want to donate to the show or sponsor the show, please do so. We appreciate every donation and every sponsor. We're still looking for sponsors, and we appreciate the donations, so please get those in too as well. And if you want to sit there and jump on the whole aspect of things, actually, I was wanting to sit there and go over the details about contacting this woman or actually contacting the father. But it's amazing how situations and people are impatient. My co-host was with us earlier, but for some reason, gone. All right? So if y'all want to sit down and do some things, I'm going to sit here and go over some things. You know what I'm saying? People sit there and say, okay, what are you doing? I'm telling people that the IDEO sessions is great. The IDEO on the show itself is great. Does anybody ever wonder about the IDEO things and that kind of stuff? I do all the time. So give us a call in here and sit down and do some business, my friend. Get together. Oh, my gosh. Let's take a look at the situation, my friends, and I'm just going to look at things right now and say, okay. So we read the book, so I was talking about affirmations. Affirmations are very important. You know, I am happy and grateful for the 20 private 60-minute readings I did on random today and being blessed with a $1,000 income. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Or you can group them all, like you work for a multi-company, say, hey, I'm happy and grateful for the 20 private 60-minute readings I did on Random, Keen, and ZMCM through my website today, being blessed with $1,000 income this week. And every week, I'm always blessed with $1,000 income every week. And this week was fantastic as the money rolled in, and I was blessed again with $1,000 income. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. So it's always keeping it positive, positive, positive. The ideal, looking at the situation and go, maybe you haven't met your soulmate, but looking at the situation and say, oh, my goodness, look at the situation, right? I am happy and grateful now that I found my soulmate, and we are so happy and great. We are so happy, and we have a fantastic romantic relationship now and always. And don't be surprised what pops in at the end of the week. You know, you look at the situation, read a little back, you know, positive thinking is a great thing, but it produces also fantastic results on anything and everything you do. Like this one, I'm optimistic. I trust life. I feel great. I love my life. My life works. I am clear and lucid. I achieve my goals with ease. All I seek is seeking me. I get the help I need. I am attractive, active, and in demand. I adjust effortlessly. I am confident. I accept challenges. Positive solutions abound. I am enthusiastic. I am lucky. I feel positive energy flowing through me. I am safe. I am free. I trust life to bring me the best. My hopes and dreams come true. I love my life. Did I hit that thing? Let's see. Try one more time. All right. Everything in my life flows perfectly. There is so much to be grateful for. Where the heck's it going? Okay. All right. Everything in my life flows perfectly. There is so much to be grateful for. Prosperity is everywhere at all times. I claim my right to a prosperous life. I am building a strong financial foundation that supports all of my life. I am sensible with money and manage it wisely. Like I said before, guys, we still got 28 minutes, so give us a call in here and get yourself a reading at 646-721-9031. Opportunities to success abound. Everything I need to generate wealth is available to me right now. I am aligned with love, trust, and integrity. I am divinely guided in all of my affairs. Through the great law of attraction, everything I need for my work and fulfillment comes to me. Even now, the answers to all my needs are speeding their way to me. My mind is open to the infinite supply of wealth. I allow it to flow freely and generously into my life. Money is good. Money is energy. Money flows to me easily. The universe is my benefactor. I am fully supported making money doing what I love to do. I deserve happiness, ease, and abundance. I deserve prosperity. The more I enjoy life and contribute to the lives of others, the more money I make. I am highly rewarded for all that I give. I love my life. New sources of prosperity flow into my life with grace and ease. I attract ideal circumstances and opportunities to my net worth. I am a magnet for money. Money comes to me through expected channels and unexpected channels. So try some of those. Success. I believe in myself. My talents are in demand. I am recognized. I am lucky. I attract opportunities for abundance and success. I get all the help I need. I stay calm, centered, and focused. I trust my intuition to show me the way. I take risks with confidence. I adjust easily. I am resourceful. I use my time wisely. I ground my visions in reality. I am patient, deliberate, and sure of my wealth and worth. All that I seek is seeking me. I possess unlimited resources. I choose prosperity. I am prosperous. I feel great. I love my life. I achieve with ease. I let go and find solutions. I've got what it takes to win. My hopes and dreams come true. I am a success. I share my wealth. Prosperity. My prosperity serves the world. I choose to express my unique creativity. People love to give me money because I add value to their lives. I allow myself to have more than I ever dreamed possible. God is the source of my abundant supply. I choose to release my unwillingness to be wealthy. I am rich. I am wealthy. I have a wealth of everything. Let's see. To successful thinking, I can achieve anything. I love myself. I choose wealth now. I am grateful for everything I have. I choose to have. I lost it. I choose to give myself permission to enjoy money. My life looks brilliant and shines with abundance. I choose to have a healthy relationship with money. Money speaks to me and guides me to my highest good. I choose to be open to receive unlimited abundance. I respect and appreciate the abundance in my life. I choose to accept money. Money flows into my life right now. Money flows into my life right now. I choose to accept money. I choose to accept money flowing into my life right now. I choose to accept money flowing into my life right now. And that's usually how you do the affirmation things too. It's just one sticks out for you. Go over it a couple of times. if it resonates with you, go over it a couple of times. Okay. We have global evolution affirmations too as well, which it says, I am filled with creative ideals that benefit mankind, and I courageously take action now. I am grateful to be alive during this time of global awakening. I hold the vision of united wholeness and healthy transformation. I answer the call to be an enlightened and light worker. I courageously and boldly share truth and open the door for conscious evolution to manifest comfortably. All right. Personal growth affirmations. God, help me heal my past and help me forgive myself and others for anything I have judged us for. Help me to know we did the best we could, given our intellectual tools and the state of enlightenment at the time. I forgive myself quickly and easily, learning my lessons and letting go. I look for blessings in everything, in every event, in every part of my life. I strongly attract that which is good and uplifting into my life. I strongly attract that which is good and uplifting into my life. All right, this is turn. So we have a call in the queue. I'm not sure they want to listen. All right, hello. How are you today? Can you hear me? Hello? It seems to be a private number, or because the number is 1111111. So if you can hear me, you're on the air. Welcome to the show, and how are you? Hello? It says Ron. Hello? 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 Okay. I was sitting there reading it. Okay. I forgive myself quickly and easily, learning my lessons and letting go. I look for blessings in every event and every part of my life. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I strongly attract that which is good and uplifting into my life. I am deserving and worthy of an awesome romantic relationship, and I'm deserving and worthy of an awesome relationship with everyone in my life, including a romantic partner. I am flexible and flowing as my mate and I enjoy growing together in love and in life. I have a loving, peaceful, considerate, thoughtful, compatible, supportive, communicative, passionate, and joyful romantic relationship. And all my relationships, okay? I am thankful for my lessons now. I choose relationships that are mutually supportive and uplifting on every level. Okay? On every level. Let's see here. Let's go back and check out some things. All right. We have a caller in the queue, and you're on the air right now. And welcome to the show, and how are you, and what's your name?
Hi. Is it me?
What's that?
Am I on?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know why I called.
You don't know why you called?
Yeah, what do you got for me? I'll take anything.
So what's your name?
Mary.
Where are you calling from, Mary?
Pennsylvania.
Oh, so you lived in Pennsylvania your whole life?
Yeah, I live on the same street I grew up on.
Oh, wow. I guess you would definitely call that your home state and your hometown, huh?
Yeah.
Home street.
Little dinky town, one red light.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was sitting going over some affirmations. Have you been hearing the affirmations and stuff?
Kind of.
Okay. Well, the reason I was sitting the same for it was I was sitting there and it was prompted to actually take my cards out and I cut the deck and they showed me this card. It said, keep it up in mind. And with the situation, when it comes to relationship? Is that something that's been kind of challenging in your life?
No, not really. With my kids, maybe, but
mm-hmm.
not with my husband. I've been married 38 years.
Mm-hmm.
The kids are killing me, but...
Well, I was just saying that, you know, sometimes with situations, kids, children, that kind of thing, you know, we talk about soulmates and that kind of stuff, but soulmates can come in a variety of different ways, too.
Right.
Where we've actually seen people who have fathers, mothers, you know, they have that soulmate relationship, it's a strong connection. And we also have soulmates that can't stand each other. So, you know.
Yeah. I've read
kind of
that.
Same thing with, yeah. And you have kids. So when you say kids are driving you crazy, the one thing that comes to me the most is I see a boy who's very, got your nerves on end.
Is what?
I said, I keep picking up a boy who has your nerves on end.
Right, yeah. I have two boys, and one's a killer.
Yeah, it's one of those things of taking the one that's killer and look at the situation of how much he reflects about you and your personality.
Yeah.
Because a lot of times, I did the same with my daughter. My daughter is like, my mom sits there and she goes, your daughter is just like you. And I said, well, thank you. And she's like, I didn't mean that as a compliment. I said, okay, but I'm going to take it that way anyway.
So is this one son here to just test me, or we came down to work things out, or what?
Well, I keep saying the thing is with him is the idea the more you understand yourself, the more you understand him. It's almost like looking at the situation and asking yourself, of what he's going through now, did you go through the same thing at his age too as well? But it's definitely one of those things where you look at the situation and said, he has no intention of changing because he is who he is, and neither do you. Very
yeah.
strong-headed, very strong-minded.
Yeah.
And
that's
that reminds
the one.
Me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they both are. Both my boys are that way. I guess they
mm-hmm.
get it from me then.
Yes, they're like you. It's just, it seems like the one has a tendency to respect you more than the one that you confront all the time.
Right. Yeah.
Because it seems like you have the one son seems to have a, I'm not saying they both don't have heart, but it seems like the one has a tendency to try to understand you. The other one wants you to understand him.
Right. Yep. That's it. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, sometimes with the situation, you do like I do with my daughter. You just have to let them fall on their own faces and go, hey, I need some help. And, yeah, you do. That's why you got two legs. Get up.
Yeah. Do you say anything about my daughter and I, what our plan is?
Your daughter-in-law or your daughter?
My daughter. She acts like she's my mother. Has she been my mother before?
Well, the way it comes to me is you need to reverse roles and tell her to back down. She has to have, it's like the thing about the situation. Okay, some kids like to do that because they think
yeah.
they know everything.
Yeah.
But you have to understand one thing. That, you know, it's like my mother. I looked at my mother one day and I said, okay, this is the way it goes. She came to my house and she goes, do you have a woman living with you? I said, yeah. She goes, I don't approve of that. And I said, well, if you don't like it, you can leave. She said, what?
Well,
I said, if you don't like it, you can leave. It's a respect thing, okay? But it was also, see, the thing is, I learned that from her. And she had to hear that. Because she even asked me, she goes, where'd you learn that from? I said, well, you said, Mom, they said, when I was living with you, it was your rules. It was your way of the highway. And when you get your own place, you can make your own rules and make your own way. I said, this is my house, and got to go. That's a good setting. But see, when she's in your home, and when I'm in her house, and I have to respect her rules. It doesn't matter if I approve of them or accept them or not. It's like one of those things. That's, you know, she has a tendency to come in there and think that she knows everything.
We're kind of past all that. We're so both so old now.
We're so old now.
We're both so old. We've kind of worked through most of it. So
well,
you think we're over that hump, or are we still learning?
I think you're about over that hump where you guys are going to become more like sisters.
Yeah.
Because with your lifetimes that you're talking about, I get the impression she was your mother at one time, but I also get the impression she was your sister at one time. So
oh, yeah.
You look at the situation. So when I pull the card out and it's saying the idea of dealing with the situation is to realize it's a soulmate connection. See, a lot of people don't look at those soulmate connections, but it's also very loving. And it's one of those things that people have a tendency to step their bounds because how much they really care about you, but you, so do you.
Yeah.
But you're over the hump.
Okay. It feels pretty good.
Right.
We just tell it like it is to each other, and then we just get over it and deal with it. So, but it's pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I was just saying, you know, just take it for what it is. But, I, you know, like I said before, sometimes don't be scared to speak to mine and you know, you are who you are. And in this lifetime, that's not going to change.
Right.
You know, we've had past lives, great. That helps us understand why that person would be in that position or think they can be in that position because they've been there before. But it's also to remind them that, you know, realistically, to find a neutral place and say, okay, what's the importance of titles?
And she's in the process of opening up spiritually, and she doesn't even think about it.
Uh-huh.
Do you see anything more on her?
Well, it's one of those situations where we're going to hear something from somebody real quick. How would we put this? Okay. Mm-hmm. No, Senator, you know, I guess you would sit and see that situation as something that's evolving, of course. But here the next couple of months, I keep getting the impression of a real strong increase in her abilities, where it's like flowish. It's like Andy looking at me and going, okay, listen to what's going on and picking things up very quickly with people and talking, that you might actually have to tell her to slow down. I feel something's going on here, that kind of stuff. And even to the point, she might act, I don't know what she's doing right now, but you see a definite change in direction with her life where she really is going to start embracing her life purpose, but you feel like it's more on the spiritual path.
Yeah, her one daughter sees and hears spirit. She's only 11. And now spirit is like smacking her, my daughter, in the face, where she's more open-minded to things that I've been talking about.
Mm-hmm.
She's going to open up more?
Yeah, but she definitely, you know, with the two of them, what they should do is they also should find somebody in the middle, too. Because, you know, with the daughter, how old is her daughter?
11, and she is sees spirit.
Mm-hmm.
One even whispered in her ear and tapped her daughter, my granddaughter. And
so does your daughter have a tough time dealing with it, or is it just because they're both going through it at the same time? Cause,
Daughter will call and say she heard this or that, you know. Somebody told her this or that in her head, and so she's opening too, huh?
Yeah, you know, you should tell her she gets some time and like to sit down and do a session. I can sit down with both of them on the phone or on Skype or whatever, and we can sit down and talk about the situation and actually go over the whole thing and getting it from a person who's been doing it for like the last 20, 25 years and give them little insights of what they're picking up on. Because she's at a great age. Her daughter's at a great age right now to develop that, where the more she develops it, it makes it a whole lot easier for her to make decisions through her life where she can actually, you know, embrace things a whole lot quicker than her mother. But you definitely see these things falling into place where they could actually be working both on each other. But also, I look at the daughter and your daughter, and the reason there's a connection there is because that's, you know, with gifts and that kind of stuff, and they both have basically the same thing. It's just that hers came a little bit, you know, hers has always been there. It's just now she's more or less accepting it now. It's always been there.
Yeah.
And then her daughter, her daughter, it's just making her realize that certain parts of her life that she's always had this gift, that she just never really embraced it. Or it depends
so
on how
you see her embracing it more.
Yeah, but like I said before, she had, if they had somebody neutral, somebody could actually say, okay, spirits and that kind of stuff, and give them the insights of their stories and things I've gone through, because I've actually been slapped too, you know, spiritually when someone's trying to get my attention to pass on a message.
Yeah. Well, if I say too much, I get in trouble. And then there's the husband and father. He doesn't want to deal with any of it. So
right.
will he accept it more? He wants it kept a secret.
He wants to what?
He wants to keep it a secret. He doesn't want anyone to know his daughter can see spirits and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Well, if it comes to me, yes, he will.
He's going to come around?
Yeah, it's one of those things we have to sit there and tell people. You know, this. You know, you're sitting there going, what would people think? Who cares? You don't realize that. You're living on a prejudice that you picked up years ago, and then right now it's a little bit different with people. I mean, we got John Edwards and Sylvia Brown, and, you know, people are coming to these people and that kind of stuff, and it's just taking on a different realm. So, you know, it's one of those things, like I said before, I'm just saying, just tell, you know, like you can sit here and tell your daughter, just listen to the show, you know, Friday, Saturdays, and Sundays at 8. And, because we're
at night?
Yeah, 8 o'clock. Actually, Fridays. Actually, what works on Tuesdays, Thursdays, Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays, we're on at 8 p.m. Mountain Time.
Mountain Time. Okay, I'm in the east, so it'd be 9 o'clock. She works days, so she's not available.
Do you see that whole situation
opening up then?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
But
actually,
it's 2 hours difference. It'd be 10 o'clock your time. Just never, don't, you don't have to tell anybody anything. Just say, check out this show. And we'll listen to us talk. And then, you know, she's, it's just one of those things. Sometimes you just got to sit there and go, not say a word. I do the same thing with cards. It's okay, you don't believe in this, but here, take this card in this case it resonates with you. Because people have their own realizations at their own time. And sometimes it doesn't always happen in front of us, but it does happen, okay?
Mm. Oh, it's harder when you live in a small town. I think it makes it even worse.
Sweetie, I just came from a small town in Ohio.
Oh, yeah?
I'm right on the Ohio line. Yeah, so I was like living in Mayberry, and we even had a cop that used to work there. They used to call Barney Five. So
yeah.
So, you know,
what part of Ohio were you in?
Southern part of Ohio. It was actually, right. I lived about 45 minutes south of Columbus.
Well, I'm up on the northwest corner. We're right on the Ohio line now, Pennsylvania Ohio line. So.
Yeah, we used to go through those areas when we would go to visit my mom and my brothers and sisters in Maryland.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So you think things are going to open up all the way around in their family?
Yeah, I do. I'm just, you know, I feel like everything's going to open up. It's just the idea to give it time. I was just saying, if you just had somebody in the middle of that whole thing, it would happen a little bit quicker for some realizations. But on a whole, if you don't do that, it's still going to unfold. It's just going to take a little bit longer. And with your daughter and your granddaughter going through this at the same time, if your daughter looks at your look, and they, it's just like they both work together on the whole thing and realize it's happening. And just just let go and just let it be what it is. It'll be a whole lot of transition.
I was excited for my granddaughter, and I used to not push it, but say things. And my daughter would say, just leave it alone. Well, now it's happening to her, so she's, you know. It's
working.
It's happening.
You're not pushing. Yeah, you're not pushing anything, but she goes, see, I work with kids like that, and what we do is we teach the parents that when these kids start exhibiting this, you feed into it, and you help them, and you help them to recall and focus on certain things, and the more they do that, the more clearer things come, so therefore they understand it, but also to realize that usually gifts of children come from gifted parents.
Right.
And it seems like with your situation, I would go down, you know, it seems like with my family, I'm like a fourth, maybe even a fifth generation. So you start looking at those things, it's a different story, but it's the idea of helping them realize that, you know, gifts could probably be traced even further back because it's actually something that was always a part of this. It's just some people with problems and religious factors and that kind of stuff suppress them.
One of my sons again, one of his, he knew things when he was younger but never said anything. He was in an accident 4 years ago, hit his head hard, now spirits all over him. So
Yeah, same thing with me. I had a drowning accident. But also with the situation, we teach people, too, that with spirits, as it is with people, you can set boundaries.
Yeah, he didn't like it, and he told them to stay the hell away from him, and they have.
Right. And they're sitting there going, well, I guess you're going to be walking into a lot of freaking trees, buddy. But because spirits and angels are there for one reason, to help you and guide you and to help you avoid the pitfalls.
Do you see him opening up any more, accepting it? His gift?
I don't know. I think he has to get his head hit again.
Okay.
It's what, you know, when I look at the situation, it's another thing, too. It just keeps saying over and over again, you know, in time, they'll start realizing. Because people want one thing, and that's why I like to teach everybody, we have gifts for a reason. And what you should do is you should go within yourself, let down the barriers, and actually find the strength in these things, and you'll start realizing they work for you if you allow them to work for you. If you resist them, that and then you feel like it's something that's working against you, when actually what you're doing is you're working against it. And everything that you persist, you know, and resist, just keeps getting a little bit more difficult to deal with because you're not accepting it.
They're doing things that I would love to do and I'm working on, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just hitting them right in the face and kind of makes me mad, but
mm-hmm. No, I was
that they don't want it and
too.
I want it.
I was telling the same thing. I was telling a friend of mine I wanted to write a book called Superman and the Offspring that Refused to Fly. Because it's basically about psychics who have offspring who refuse to use their gifts and realize the whole thing about those things. It's just the idea of enhancing your life and not taking anything away from it. It's the idea that when you resist it and start wondering about what other people will think, you're actually closing areas of your life that they're trying to open up to you.
Yeah.
Like you're trying to, like you want to do right now, you know,
yeah.
Just relax. I took
a mediumship course and so forth and working on it and nothing. And then, well, I mean, a little bit, but then my kids are just boom right there.
Mm-hmm. Just sit there and do one thing. So we need to sit there. And the one thing I used to teach people is don't try to do it. Just do it. We used to teach tarot cards, and I said the first thing I want you to do with the tarot cards is I want you to take the book and throw it away. Because it's the ideal. Cards are important. I want to say everybody who's in the queue right now, say right where you're at, we're going to get to you. It's just the ideal. Thanking everybody who is listening today. Thank you for all the donations. Thank you for all the listeners and callers. And thank you. It's like one of the things, thanks for being here. Thank you, God and angels. It's been a great day and that kind of stuff. And you said where you're at. I just like to thank people because we got like 90 seconds left.
Well, I can hang up and you can move on. Thank you for taking my call.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for calling, okay?
All right,
but
have
I'm
a
just
good
saying,
day.
Just let down your resistance and just let it happen. It'll happen to you too, okay?
Okay, thanks. Bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye now. All right, well, I just want to thank everybody out there who's been listening, all the support and everything we got going on. And the person who's in the queue right now at 315, you stay right where you're at. I want to get you. I just want to thank everybody. I want to thank Richard for sponsoring our show. Go check out his website, Divine Body Wash. And if you want to donate to the show, donate for everybody who donates $25. He will give you a bottle of body wash. If you donate $35 or more, he'll give you also a bottle of body mist. So check it out, Divine Body Wash. Also, it's the same thing with me. Give me a call for a private reading. I'll give you all the details. Just give me a call at 740-500-8863, and we'll just sit down, and we'll work out some things and be doing some great. Go to my website at www.psychicxjourneyman.com. Check out everything else. But like I said before, we got special prizes for our callers and listeners. So give me a call for the details on those. You all have a great night, have a great day, and may God and the angels bless you every minute of every day. And give love where love is given. And let's get back to our callers. We have one left caller in the queue. That's area code 315. Welcome to the show, and how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. And who am I talking to?
Crystal.
Crystal. I'm taking a deep breath here. Sorry. So, Crystal, where are you calling from? I've seen 315 before.
Yep. I tried Skype, but it didn't work.
Okay, well, sometimes you got to work with that, too. It's like, I remember the first time I tried to call somebody on Block Talk Radio, they said, if you got Skype, call them. And there was a couple times it fell short, too. So if sometimes you got to just keep working with it. It could be your computer or browser. Actually, when I was living in Ohio, I used to use my mom's computer, and I couldn't even access Block Talk Radio. They kept on saying, you need to reset your cookies. And I'm like, who the hell came up with these terms, cookies, anyway? Anyway.
Yeah.
But,
Hello?
But, I was sitting there going over some things myself. So, Crystal,
yes.
What state did you say you're in?
Utica, New York.
New York. That's what it is, New York.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause I think I saw 314, if I'm not mistaken. That's St. Louis. So how can I help you today? You're the one that was talking about, are you the one that's talking about the connection?
Yes, my father, yes.
Yeah, your father passed away. You talking about your father passed away this March?
Yes.
Last month?
Last month.
And then, and then your mother's wanting to contact your father.
Right.
See, when you say about the situation, your father and I kind of style, I keep getting the guy was an eater.
I'm sorry?
Was your father really into food? The thing that came to me was, likes to eat.
Yeah, he loves to eat.
Right. I was sitting there focusing on the situation when she started talking about contacting him, and I saw a really close connection to the kitchen. And also, there was a kitchen, dining room. You also get the idea of sometimes they didn't get along, but they did have a tendency to talk. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yes.
Almost like seeing two people sitting at a dining room table talking to each other.
Right. Well, they sit in the kitchen and talk together all the time.
Yeah. So also, I get the impression that you might have actually seen them talking at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Yep, yesterday, actually.
Right. So I was sitting to look at the situation, and, it's just, I could see the lights. The lights were really bright, but it was really dark. So the situation of contacting, keeping contact with him is the ideal of those familiar places, because you get the impression that comes to me as he hasn't moved on yet.
Right.
He's very
I just have a question.
Mm-hmm.
Like, my mom was supposed to get some money from the VA because he was from the VA in the Army, and I was just wondering if you see anything, like any money falling soon, because we're about to lose our house and we're like very upset about this.
Mm-hmm. Well, you get a really strong impression with the whole situation that you can divert the losing of your house without that avenue of money coming in, but you also see the idea of it coming in.
You see it coming in.
Yeah, because the way it came to me, it might be a little bit of process to get, of it coming through, but it will come through. So
I'm sorry?
Your child threw me off for a minute, sorry.
Sorry.
I heard that, I was like, okay, very sensitive child. Also likes your attention, and when you're diverted and your attention is somewhere else, that's when he wants it the most. Anyway, no, I was saying the money will come through. It might take a little process of getting it. That's what I was saying.
Okay.
But see, the one thing I tried to tell you before, don't feed into the fear of what's going on right now. It's the idea that you want a solution, okay? So all these other things, I did the same thing with my ex-fiance when she got money finally from the government when they actually took her ex-spouse's income taxes for her back child support. And I kept on telling her, we've already sat there and focused on manifesting it because that was a 7-year process. But as soon as we took our focus and our intentions and directed it on what we wanted was the solution, it happened in about 6 months, okay? But that was because I was doing the work myself. She was working against me. So it was one of the things I was pretty much on my own. But you can also change the whole thing because the government came and said, well, we can't give the money to you right now because we've got to go through this and this and this. I said, just take that perception out of your mind and start focusing on when you want it, which is now. And don't be surprised that these things will change. It's just that it's almost like when you look at the government, They need divine intervention because they have a tendency to drag their feet on everything. But as soon as I've seen people do this so many times, where it's like they're relying on lawyers and they're relying on the government, they're relying on the process. But as soon as they start focusing on exactly what they want, and actually with the process of divine intervention, you always see a positive change in these situations. And I feel like that's what I got with you too, that you can change this very quickly with the situations going on. I just got to talk. I mean, seriously, I wish I could bring this one guy on the show. This guy called me up and he's like, "You told me I wasn't gonna get. They wasn't going to foreclose on my house, and I wasn't going to lose my house." He said, I just got a call saying they're going to foreclose on my house on Thursday. And I said, well, I just told him flat out. I said, I still get a positive outcome on this whole situation resolving, and I don't see you losing your house. He goes, well, I hope so. And he was kind of a little upset with the thing because he said, you're sure? You see this? You said this before. I said, yes, I did. Well, 2 days later, he calls me up and he's like, "Man, I know." He said, "I never should have doubted you." I said, "What?" And he said that if the mortgage company just called me and said they just came up with this new plan, this new thing they're going to try, and they're going to put me on that situation, and then they're not going to foreclose on the house, and they diverted the whole freaking thing." I'm like, "Okay, what did you do?" He said, "I was just thinking, just like you said, I was focusing on, I'm not going to lose. I'm keeping my house, and I'm going to." Something's going to happen where things are going to work in my favor. And sure enough, they did. It's just he didn't feed into the fear of losing something. Because all you're doing is feeding you're putting your energy into the wrong aspect, and you're going to manifest it. You don't want to do that.
Right.
Do you have it? It seems like to me like you have a child with big eyes. And it's like almost like a child that just kind of looks through you, brown hair. Very intuitive, too.
Yes. A 3-year-old little boy.
Yes. Because I was back and forth for a second because I was looking at the situation going, okay. I was going to say girl, but then I was going to say no. And that's why it was very sensitive. And they're like, okay, take a step back and look at it again. Oh, I get it. It's a boy who's very intuitive. He is sensitive, but not in a feminine way. It was more like sensitive to people around him. Almost like as he gets older, I'm surprised if he walks up to you and says, I see Grandpa.
You know what? Something like, it didn't scare me. Like, we were in the car yesterday, and he said, I can't hear you. And, like, I don't know if he was talking about my father
Grandpa.
And he couldn't go to sleep in his room that my dad made him. So, like, I was just wondering if he could see him or talk to him.
What you need to do is you need to sit down and talk to him and say, yeah, and say, okay, you know, you keep saying I can't hear you and there's certain things. And it's like trying to help him relax. If he's seeing his grandfather's communicating with him because his grandson can see him. It's like, excuse me, you were talking about your mother wanting to contact him, okay? So more likely contact is just not wanted by her. It's wanted by both on both sides.
Okay.
So when he sees an avenue of somebody can see him, he's going to communicate through that. Trust me on that one. They always kind of spy and say, oh, you can hear me? You need to tell so-and-so. I need a message, you know? And they pass it on. But I'm telling you right now, if your mom sits in that kitchen long enough and allows him to talk to her, she'll hear him in her left ear. But also, I got the thing of sitting down with your son, giving him a little heart-to-heart and saying, if you're seeing somebody, it's okay. The more he okays it, the more he'll sleep in that freaking room, and the more you'll know that your father is there.
Okay, because he couldn't sleep in that room at all, and he's like, he's scared. I'm like, what are you scared of, you know? And he didn't say anything, but he said he was just scared. Like, he doesn't know his father, and his father's gone, his grandfather. So I didn't really tell him because I don't know how to tell him, you know what I mean? But he's seen, like, we cremated him, and he knows what the box is now, so.
But so I'm just saying, at that age, and realistically, if you sit down, I mean, they're trying to teach kids how to freaking read it at 6 and 7 and 8 months. They're just looking at certain things, and they're picking these things up, but by the time they're a year old, they can do these things. So they can comprehend the whole thing. Even to the point of teaching kids in the womb, it's kind of funny how you have that, how they're subjected to certain things that they recall later on. But also between the ages of 1 and 5, kids remember their past lives too. And they're also very open and very perceptive. And the more you work with them at those ages and help them understand it's okay, the more the gift's going to develop, they're going to be able to use it through their whole lives. And it actually helps them to divert things, to watch out for pitfalls, the whole bit. And then also to help them understand that spirits that are communicating with them, they're communicating for a reason. Messages and stuff are coming through. But I guess it's like sitting down with them and teaching them. It's like sitting at the kitchen table and having a family gathering and talking, or friends or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
They'll understand. And it's like I'm saying, every time he has a presence, and boy, I keep getting this impression was the thing that comes to me was a cigar smoking. I don't know. Anyway, do you know anybody who smokes a cigar?
My daddy smokes cigarettes.
Do you ever smoke a cigar from time to time?
Not that I know of, no.
Maybe that's what it is. I know my dad used to smoke cigars. Maybe that's what they're probably pointing at to me, that he smoked. Okay. I was sitting there going, man, I'm sick of the smoke. But also pay attention to certain things, too. I know when I used to ride, I was riding with a friend of mine's car, and we were sitting there, and I said, does anybody else smell watermelons? And I was like, he goes, no, why? I said, I smell watermelons. I know I smell watermelons. And she goes, wow, that's kind of funny. I said, why is that funny? She goes, because my deceased husband, that was his favorite fruit.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, that's what it is. I smell the watermelon and the presents. Now, I put the two together. Her husband was in the car with us.
Oh, really?
So it's the idea of, it's the idea of paying attention to smells. Because, see, this is the funny thing about scents, about your nose. It's senses will bring back memories quicker than anything.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's like with him and stuff like that. It was like, if everybody's like in the room and the kids start saying, I smell smoke, more than likely it's an indication your father's there too.
Okay.
What you need to do with him, with his hyperness, is the idea, this might sound crazy, but it's the idea of either exercise, but the thing they told me was, try to introduce the kid right now to some kind of yoga and do yoga with him. It'll help both of you.
I'm sorry.
I'm serious. They've actually proved it with girls too, that if to keep them from going into puberty and having their periods early, they introduced them to yoga, which slowed down the system, which actually slowed down to everything progresses at its normal rate. So I think it unfolds naturally because these things jumping ahead of things, that's why a lot of girls have trouble with PMS, is because it's introduced to them before they can actually really deal with it, which I know it's one of the things you really never get to a point where you really deal with it, but it's just that yoga brought a sense of self where they could actually realize that there was other options, and it just made things more easier for them, especially with kids too. Instead of going around, because doctors want to put everybody on drugs. But yoga has been proven to help smaller children like that too as well, to calm them down and relax them, and also to help them also develop their own abilities.
Okay.
All
right.
If you ever want to do a private session or something like that, I'd be glad to sit down with you guys and work, okay? I work with children who have gifts. So if you ever want to get a chance to sit down for a session, give me a call, okay?
Okay.
Alrighty. Well, thank you for your call. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you for your time.
Oh, you're welcome. You have a fantastic day.
You too. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.